with her faith in God. I liked her immediately as I met her. It was as if we had known each other for years. I just knew we were going to get along great. She was there pursuing the idea of establishing a Thanksgiving Center in Belfast, Ireland, and I was there to understand how a Thanksgiving Center could be helpful to the Olympic experience in Atlanta. Thanksgiving Square in Dallas was founded 23 years ago and is designed as a common place of prayer or meditation where anyone can come in and worship spiritually or express gratitude, each in its own way. It is also used as a neutral gathering place where people from different religions or beliefs can meet and learn about each other to discuss what it is they have in common. We are hoping that in doing so, we have a better chance at bringing harmony and peace in the world. Religious differences are too often bringing conflicts. The Center for World Thanksgiving, headquartered in Dallas at Thanksgiving Square, in a joint research project with the Center for Study of World Religions at Harvard University, has identified over the course of the years that gratitude for Thanksgiving is common to all religions. Every year, a declaration of World Thanksgiving is issued from Dallas and signed by prominent people of religion from around the world. The Dalai Lama, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Pope are among the signers. Andy Young, co-chairman of the Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games, was a signer in 1994. And Virginia Harris of the Mother Church, of the Christian Science Mother Church, signed it in 1995, just last year. Myrtle Smith, through her personal experience, learned that in the midst of a family conflict, when it appears that there is no hope and that misery is the rule of the day, one can find a way to express gratitude, and that this gratitude is the beginning of the healing process of the situation. Enriched from her personal experience, she began to speak about gratitude as the way to heal the conflict in Northern Ireland and to bring peace and harmony in Belfast, her hometown. She was invited regularly to speak on talk shows of the BBC radio and answered live calls from all over Northern Ireland, delivering a message of hope and healing through gratitude. The surprising and now lasting peace process in Northern Ireland most likely received more than a little help from Myrtle's inspired word and prayer. Her work as a prison minister to both IRA and Loyalist prisoners led her into the full-time work of healing in Christian Science. She is an experienced Christian Science practitioner who has overcome many personal challenges through prayer, as well as helping others become healed of physical diseases and other hardships. She was a member of the Christian Science Board of Lectureship for 4 years and has given lectures and informal talks throughout the world. She has talked on a variety of subjects from the Lord's Prayer and world peace to moral courage and helping young people meet the challenges they face today. And last but not least, she is a mother of 5 children. We could not have a better person on this very cold day to warm our hearts and our souls. Please help me in welcoming Myrtle Smith.
It's okay, it's all. Yeah.
They're both on. Can everybody hear me? I'm just testing. Thank you, Bernard. That was lovely. You know, I had to pay him to do that. He was starting out with a very brief introduction, and I had to say, look, I'll pay you if you do something better. He did it well, didn't he? Yes, that was a really nice introduction. Thank you. You have to excuse me for waving. I saw a couple of my friends at the back from Montana. How you doing? I didn't know you with a beard. So, and we have someone else here from Dallas today. Isn't it nice that you all came out in this cold weather? Because I see that the people here are frightened by the weather. That they won't go out. I couldn't believe it. The people in Northern Ireland would die amid bombs and bullets and weather and everything else. And you have proved that you do that too. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming today. Just by coming out in the ice and snow, that's something for us to be grateful for, a good start to our meeting. I'm really grateful to be with you today, to have the opportunity to share with you some of my thoughts on the power of thanksgiving. Now, when I was a young woman and reading the Bible a lot, I used to think that God must be very vain or very fearful, that he was always asking us to praise his name, to give thanks unto the Lord, to glorify him. And I wondered, why did he ask us to do that all the time? Was he insecure? Did he need it? And it's only since I've begun to understand the power of gratitude that I see that he was doing it for us. He was telling us to be thankful, because when you are thankful, you put a power to work in your experience, a wonderful power. All through this talk, you will notice that I will be mentioning that the songbird sings before the dawn. Now, I love to think of that. We think the bird sings when the dawn comes, but the birds sing and then the dawn comes. The birds sing in the darkest of night, and we could take a lesson from that when we are in deep waters ourselves, if we could remember that the songbird sings before the dawn, and we start singing praises to God, the darkness will go. And gratitude has helped me so often in my life, and I want to share just a few of those experiences. Since I became a Christian Scientist, I was very grateful that Christian Scientists throughout the world hold Thanksgiving Day. Not just in America. It used to be just an American tradition. But because of Mary Baker Eddy, the Bible lesson is read throughout the world on Thanksgiving Day. So when my children were little, even when we were poor, we always had a special dinner on Thanksgiving Day to join with the people of America and give thanks. And one time my children were home from school. Four of them went to a boarding school for Christian Scientists in England. And they were home on their midterm break. And I didn't have the money to pay their airplane tickets back. I didn't have money for the clothes that they needed. I didn't have money to pay the rent. Because I had a broken marriage and my husband gave up his job so that he wouldn't have to pay any maintenance to us. So the only money that I had was the money that I earned as a practitioner. And in Ireland, that is not a lot of money. So on this one Thanksgiving day, and I had all these problems, and I'd been praying about them, but I was feeling really very downhearted. And my daughter brought my breakfast into bed on this morning, and she had a rose in a little vase, and she said, "Mommy, it's Thanksgiving Day. Why don't we just lift our thoughts into gratitude?" And I said, "That's right. That's what we need to do." So we all began to think about what we had to be grateful for. And I was grateful that I still had £5, which is about $10, in my purse. So I said to my children, let's go out shopping and we're going to buy a chicken and have a nice dinner with the last £5. Everything was saying to me, you should be holding on to the £5, you need it. And I decided, no, it's Thanksgiving Day and we're going to celebrate it with the rest of the world. So we went out, we bought the chicken and we bought the vegetables and we talked a lot. The five of us walked into the little village and we bought all this stuff and we talked all the way there, we talked all the way back. We tried to dwell on everything we could be grateful for the nice day, for the birds singing, for everything that we saw. And when we got back home, my daughter, she was talking about this story in the Bible of Elijah saying to the woman, what hast thou in thine house? So she and my other two daughters were looking to see what we had in our house, and she found flour and butter, and they made shortbread and some cookies. This was for the dessert. And my son went out into the garden and he cut off the last remaining roses. And when I watched my daughter setting the table, this was one of the things that they had learned in this school, Clement School in England. They learned how to set a nice table. And I felt so grateful even for that, that they were able to go to this school and they were able to learn the graces of setting a table. And my son put the flowers in the center and we had a beautiful dinner together, a happy Thanksgiving dinner. And the next day I got two unexpected checks. I was able to pay for their airplane tickets back to school. We were able to get the shoes, the things that they needed for school. But it showed me once again the power of Thanksgiving at work. On another Thanksgiving day, when I was living in another house at this time, I had no coal, and our central heating came from a coal fire. And it was very, very cold. It was a day, days like today, where everything was frozen and the pipes were frozen, and I had a burst pipe as well. There was no heating in the house, and I had no food. I had no food in the house except for giant boxes of shredded wheat, those big, big family packs. And the milkman still comes in Ireland every morning and leaves the milk on the doorstep. He was still coming and bringing me my milk. And for over 2 weeks, I lived on shredded wheat and hot milk. I had it for breakfast, I had it for lunch, and I had it for dinner. And I decided to go to bed. I had an electric blanket, and that was the only warm place in the house. I stayed in bed, and I did my practice from bed. And on Thanksgiving morning, I woke feeling very sorry for myself, and I was crying and thinking, you know, it seems as if the day is never going to dawn for me. And I began to think, why, it's Thanksgiving Day today. What have I to be thankful for? So I thought, well, I am thankful for the shredded wheat. I'm thankful that the milkman, even though he hasn't been paid, is still leaving my milk on the doorstep. I'm thankful for the electric blanket. I'm thankful for the telephone where people can call me. I'm thankful for my privacy that nobody knows my circumstances. I'm very thankful for that. I was thankful for water. Every day of my life, I am thankful for water. Because where would we be without water? We drink water, we make our drinks from water, our food is cooked in water, we bathe in water, we wash our clothes in water. Have you ever stopped to think how much we depend on water? I began to be grateful for all these things. And then about lunchtime, my doorbell rang, and it was my best friend, and I hadn't told her anything about my circumstances. She was standing at the door and she had a big tray of 2 dozen eggs and a chicken